Oh, that lamp.
Nowadays, when you got electric lamps, if those things burn out, the thing that you got to replace, you call that the
fuse.
Or just in the lamp itself, the thing it screws into it.
Oh, that's a wick for the lamp. But now, just like one of those burn out up there, where you just have to get you another socket.
A new bulb.
A new bulb. But in the lamp, it's called a wick. Put a wick in there. Well, and they used to take a nickel and get 4 or 5 of them.
Do that anymore, don't matter.
No, you don't do that. You might get 2 for, you don't get them for no nickel. Sure don't, you don't get them for no nickel. And then people used to cut a piece of clothing and make their own wick.
Just
put it in that lamp.
What about if you had some liquid in a bottle and you wanted to put something in the mouth of the bottle so it wouldn't spill out? What would you probably stick in there?
Mm-hmm. Put a stopper.
Mm-hmm.
Stopper in there. And sometimes you could get a carb, just like you had a ear cone. You could get that carb and stick it down in there. And then use the time people, you know, buy stoppers, you call it, to go in the bottle.
Those stoppers, they'd be made out of cork or something like that?
Cork, and sometimes you make it out of cork. But you make them out of cork, so you have to buy that, but them carbs, you don't have nothing to do but shell the cone off the cork.
I see. You ever seen this instrument some people play with their mouth and move it back and forth across their mouth?
A harp?
Yes, ma'am. You ever know anybody who could play one of those?
Yeah. Sure do. It's
harp. It's
called
a harp. You ever try that?
Oh, yes, I have. Of course, way back, most of the time, that's most what we children would get for Christmas. Santa Claus playing. A harp for Christmas.
Did you ever see one that you kind of plucked it on the side and made kind of a twanging noise?
That's what you call a juice harp. And some of them don't could pick that thing too, a juice harp. And it made good music.
I wanted to ask you, did y'all have a wagon out on your place?
Sure did, wagon and buggy.
Only on your buggy. Did it have these things that came out on the side that you had to back the horse between?
It come out, be right in front of the buggy, what you call sheds. You put them in the sheds. Yeah, that's what you hitch the horse to.
Yes, ma'am. What about that long wooden thing on the wagon that came right out front?
That's what you call a tongue, wagon tongue. You have to hook the mules to that too, to pull the, you know, pull the wagon.
And what was that thing that the traces came back and attached to?
Single tree. Some of them single tree and some of them you call a double tree.
If you had 2 single trees, you hitched the double tree?
Right.
You know, talking about a wagon wheel, that outside edge of it, what would you call that? That'd just be the...
Come out of the hood.
Well, that's right in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in the middle what you stick it with the spokes be stuck in.
Do those spokes go out and stick it to the
rim? Stick it to the rim.
Never heard any part of a wagon wheel called the fellow or the tire or
that be the rim. That fella is the rim with the spokes be stuck into.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.